The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Welcome back. Denny and the girls hanging out with you 2 minutes before 8 o'clock. We are in South Toledo, live and local, Q105. Sunny and nice today with a high near 80. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, 83. It is 58 at the last check here at the Cumulus Compound in Toledo's Q105. Dr. D, Deidre Hickey in studio, coming up here shortly, so get ready to chat with her about some stuff you're working through, some issues you have, free advice, or tell us, you know, if you've used some of her advice, how it worked out. Got a couple of texts. One woman says, my boobs are sweaty all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Needs a towel.
That's unfortunate.
When I was pregnant, my boobs grew. I asked some friends how to avoid boob sweat. They said, put deodorant under there. No, now you get the towel.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
Let's see. Have Paul wear the towel to work. Oh.
I don't think they're made for moobs.
And a diaper? Maybe wearing a diaper in the towel?
He doesn't have much boobs, though.
No,
to hold
he doesn't.
The,
let's
no,
let's go to Barb. Welcome to Tata Chat. Hello, Barb. You're on the queue.
Good morning, all. How's Hi. Everyone?
Oh, we're fantastic. Awesome. How are you, darling?
I am excellent. I have a comment for you.
All righty.
I had a mastectomy, a bilateral mastectomy in 1992. And sometimes when I hear everybody talking about how wonderful a set of really awesome tatas are, I get jealous.
Oh, well.
And
who are these people you're hanging out with that are talking about their awesome tatas? Who are these people?
Danny.
Me? This is a public service for women that could
and
use it that
I
have sweaty boobs.
Because I still do have that. But,
no,
Trisha,
really?
You make it so just part of your body, and that's so awesome for all of us out here who have had, you know, some sort of surgery, and you don't make it a big deal, and that's so cool.
Well, thank you. I missed that part, too.
I mean, it's been a long time, and I'm cool and all of that, but sometimes I hear people, men talking about, wow, she's got, love her in that sweater, or I love her in that outfit,
yeah.
And I think, I could never look like that anymore.
Yeah, but then you don't have to deal with the back problems, all the other...
Oh, no, you still get all that.
Oh, you do?
You still have all... Yeah.
Well, that sucks, Barb.
Yeah, then you have all the other stuff that goes with it. But I wanted to thank Trisha for making it just, like, this is our body. We have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we like that you like it, but we're not that impressed by it.
No, yeah, we have two arms and two legs too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's other issues.
And
some of you
even have a brain.
Yeah, that's just
not
that
at
would
all.
Be just
you know, I mean, a guy could have a really large set of hands.
Yeah,
and have you know other issues, and he'd probably think, you know, well, I wish I were, you know, had medium sized hand instead of extra large.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, because those gloves are expensive.
Gloves are expensive.
Everybody's beautiful in their own way.
Yes,
oh, they are.
Kumbaya. So true, let's all sing Kumbaya.
Hey, it's true.
Barb,
that's
thanks
true.
For calling. I appreciate it.
God bless
Thank
you, Barb.
You.
See you, Barb.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Hun. Anyway, the Tatatal is available at tatatal.com if you want to get Trisha something for Christmas.
All right.
It's
actually,
like a scarf.
Nice.
It's like a scarf that goes around your neck, and, mm-hmm. and it has two cups that lift and hold your breast up. But and it keeps them dry at the same time because it's like towel material.
Nice.
It says whether at the spa, the gym, or just lounging around the house, the Tatatal will be your boob's new breast friend.
Well, and it does have enough. It does cover you entirely. It's the only thing that's different from it versus like a bra or a bikini top is the strap around the back.
Yeah,
that's it. Otherwise,
it doesn't connect in the front.
No, it doesn't connect in the front.
They're single flyers.
Right. I mean, if you're comfortable exposing yourself, the rest of you like that, then you could get by with these, I would think.
Sure.
As long as they don't flip up. Meaning,
be careful.
In public. You could get by with them in public, I would think. Like at a gym, maybe.
Yeah.
I could see that. I mean, it definitely
in
would draw
gym,
attention.
In the gym? You mean in the locker room?
Or in the locker room, yeah.
Yeah, because you couldn't room. Be in a public setting. Say you're watching a football game and you cheered. You got one of those things on. You
oh, yeah, no.
Your arms and boom.
Yeah, no.
Gone.
That'd
you
be
might
it.
Just get some underboob, but that's okay.
Okay. Underboob is okay?
Underboob's okay.
Right. But I don't think you get side boob.
No.
Yeah, right.
No, because
right?
they're all... No. They're,
no.
Yeah. There you go. There's okay. our boob chat segment of the day at 8:03. All right, let's do entertainment news, and then we have a break. Dr. D's coming in here shortly. All right, hopefully my computer doesn't die. James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek got into a Twitter war with Denny's.
What?
It all started because he asked for Saturday off and they wouldn't give it to him.
Oh, why?
Scientists have successfully awoken life forms that were in a state of suspended animation and technically dead. So there's hope for the Democrats after all.
Is everyone here as sick of those stupid politicians as I am?
Former President Obama turned 56 on Friday. So how did he celebrate? Well, since he's not facing re-election, he spent the day at a mosque in Kenya.
Assalamu alaikum.
A Virginia softball team was disqualified for the Little League World Series. We talked about this yesterday. For raising their middle fingers in a team photo, and they posted it on Snapchat. The team says that they've learned their lesson and will go back to normal social media activities like cyberbullying the fat kids.
It was wrong.
And finally, sources say Justin Bieber is doing better because he canceled his tour. Since the tour is canceled, he's doing better. And, you know, let's be honest, we're all doing better.
It was wrong.
No, it was right. All right, there you go. Don't move. Dr. D next on Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.